The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Is China preparing for war as Russia drains America's ammunition? I mean, that would mean that China and Russia would have to have some sort of partnership for that to even be possible. So there's no way that's happening right now. Oh, wait a minute. They do have a partnership right now. I forgot. How about this? Corrupt politicians pushing the Ukraine war have set America up for destruction. So you have to ask yourself, because of our greedy politicians in Washington, D.C. who worship at the altar of money, and China has learned that and knows that they'll sell their soul to China, and our corporations do too, for money. Would China ever take advantage of that? And would Russia actually take advantage of the greed, knowing that Ukraine was the money laundering capital of the world, and especially for Washington, D.C.? Ukraine was the money laundering capital for Washington, D.C. This is why your elites, when Ukraine first got attacked, flipped out, and Ukraine was the most important country in all of the world. And you have said, what strategic advantage does it have? Why do we have to be involved? Why is Ukraine so important? Why do we have to secure Ukraine's borders? It was because their money laundering, their bank got attacked. How they filter money and get it back to themselves. And Ukraine was used all around the world, not just American politicians and corruption, but all around the world. But then they realized, as they pondered, wait a minute, we've been able to send aid and stuff and money launder. Remember, Obama sent $7 billion to Ukraine and it completely disappeared. And then there was no investigation. They never cared. Sent to Privat, the guy that owns Privat Bank, who's the same guy who owns, oh, I'm going blank on it, but the company that was paying Hunter Biden. He also owns banks, and he's also one of the top money launderers in the world. Well, the bank that he owed, Privat Bank, Obama, while he was president, sent $7 billion to that bank. It disappeared. No investigation. Nobody still knows where that money went, except for Democrats, who are politicians in Washington, D.C. I'm sure they're well aware, as they have nice new cars. But the point is they send $7 billion and you don't see an investigation. No one cares. But if it was legit, you wouldn't send another $7 billion later on, now would you? Except for, oh, wait a minute. After it disappeared, instead of getting angry and saying, hey, we can't send money like that to Ukraine because it just disappears. No, we say, let's do it again. Let's send $7 billion again. But see, then this got reported eventually, years later. But if you have a war, you can send like $40 billion at a time to Ukraine. And no one even thinks twice about it because you're funding a war. You understand how it works? Okay, I'm not going to go into all the details. I've done a show breaking down what happened with Ukraine and money laundering a long time ago. So I'm not going to go into that now. But I want you to understand there's a lot going on here. So Mike Adams, who is of the Health Ranger Report, who's the owner of Brighteon, was talking about what's happening in China right now. And it looks like China's preparing for war. We have to have these discussions, folks, whether China ever does anything or not. It would be foolish of us not to talk about it. So MSNBC and CNN, they're not going to talk about things like this because they're fools. But we will. Talking about it and putting it out there can actually sometimes prevent things from happening because you expose a scheme. The schemer might think, now it's a little too risky to do. So that's why it's actually very important. But I don't think just us talking about it would prevent the scheme if they're really scheming to do this. But if a ton of people, and it just got so exposed, it makes it harder for someone to do what they're trying to do. Anyways, China was caught on tape, their generals, and it seems extremely legit. And people have pretty much authenticated it as truly the generals in China talking about it. And they were talking about loading on tanks onto shipping containers and stuff as if they were going to invade. But it really felt like it would be an invasion of America is what they were talking about. And that they would have to also be prepared for rebellion in their own country if they were to carry something like that out. And they would have to put into place military in China in order to keep their people from flipping out, because their people would be worried about, of course, retaliation. And they don't want to go to war with America, not the average Chinese person, just like American citizens would never want to go to war with China. We don't want that. But if China really wants that, they have to prepare for their own citizens as well. So I did a show on this a long time ago. This is what Mike Adams is talking about. He's doing remembrance. Take a listen.
What I want to point out is that if you may recall, earlier this year, I interviewed J.R. Nyquist. And do you recall that recording that was from the Chinese generals, the secret recording that was leaked out of China, that was talking about China's plans to load up all these merchant ships and apparently to wage some kind of an attack? And J.R. Nyquist and others seem to believe that this could be eventually an invasion of the United States. Remember that? Well, that hasn't gone away. And I just want to remind you that part of that plan was that China would deploy its own special forces to quell the uprisings in its own cities. And so when you look on what's happening right now in China, you see it in the news, you see the videos, you're watching alternative media, and you see all these armored personnel carriers and even some actual tanks and so on rolling into these areas in China where they have these uprisings. When you see that, I want to remind you that this was something we knew was coming as part of the invasion plan against the United States. In other words, what was really being talked about was probably an assault on America involving nuclear weapons. And I don't mean nuking every city, but nuking military bases in America, unloading merchant ships, maybe having nuclear missiles, short-range missiles launched from the containers as the Chinese vessels are sitting offshore.
Why would China want America and attack it anyways? Because China imports 50% of its food and it wants America's farmland. So keep that in mind. If China were really preparing for an invasion, see, if Russia were to attack America, they would not even really care about invading America. And they wouldn't do it because they don't need the farmland. China is different. If China were to go to war with America, they actually would want to occupy America. It's probably the only country in the world that wouldn't just annihilate America and say it's a vast wasteland, we don't care. It actually would try to annihilate what it can, but save the farmland as much as possible for itself. It would actually want that land. It's valuable to them. Whereas the rest of the world, if they were to do a war, they would just go for mass destruction and that would be it. So just so you understand that, it's a different mentality from China. I don't believe China would do the first strike. Besides the fact that, remember months ago when there was tanks in the streets before with China, when there was no protest going on and there was a whole bunch of tanks rolling through the streets and they said they were worried about a run on the banks. I did a show exposing how that was all a lie. And even the city they said it was in was not. And you could tell by the buildings, and it was a seaport city. And I was saying these tanks are heading towards the seas, towards the tanker ships. It was only like a week maybe not a week, but within a few weeks of that audio that leaked from their own general saying that they were going to load up tanks and military equipment onto container ships. And then just shortly after that, video leaks of a whole bunch of military equipment at seaport cities moving down the streets. They weren't parked in front of banks. The video that they all said was they're trying to stop runs on banks. That wasn't even a bank. Even in the video anywhere to be found, there was a hotel. So that was all a lie. that it was about the banks. And I debunked the whole thing. And I said, I don't know if it's for Taiwan or whatever, but this is a military mobile movement, and it is misinformation, disinformation by China itself, wanting people to think, yeah, we're worried about the runs of the banks, so that you don't realize that they're putting because they knew the audio of their generals had leaked about them doing that very thing, sending military equipment to tanker ships. Okay, so I did a whole show on that. So now we have what Mike Adams was talking about. And I could say so much more, but I want to get a little more what Mike Adams has to say. And then I want to give you some stuff about what Steve Bannon had to say and Jack Posobiec, and then about what's going on with Russia too, because I don't think you can look at China without looking at Russia. They are working together, so we should be looking at what they're both doing. So we will do that. But back to Mike Adams.
And then after those nukes destroyed targets in the United States, China knows it will have a retaliatory strike from U.S. forces, and that there would be a mass uprising of anti-war protests in China, you know, against their own government, saying, why are you doing this? You know, our citizens are being murdered by these nukes and so on. What China had already decided was that they were going to use their own military to suppress their own citizens. They knew the uprisings were coming, not only in northern China, but in southern China as well. This was very specifically named. There were many regions named around Shanghai and other areas, not just Beijing, but Shanghai. And I forgot all the regions that were named. But the point is that what we are seeing right now with the military deployment domestically in China, this is in fact consistent with the warnings that we heard from people like J.R. Nyquist and others.
And let me say, I don't believe China would launch nukes against America. And in fact, China won't even do the initial attack. They would be the cleanup crew. What I see is Russia would be the one to really, and they're the ones that have the real good arsenal to do so as well, strike the coastlines of America and coastline cities as much as possible. And the only reason why they wouldn't strike the inner city, and they might, but the inner, some of the inner parts of America, they probably would not strike, is for China. And so what I would see is it's Russia that would hit. And China doesn't want retaliation, and they wouldn't get retaliation. And I do think this could go down, and America would never fire a single weapon. You have Joe Biden in the White House, first of all. So I know you wouldn't have a retaliation with liberals in office. They wouldn't even retaliate. They wouldn't even know who to retaliate against. I also don't believe that Russia will be brave enough to start the initial attack. I think they're also partnered with Iran, and Iran has nuclear weapons by now. We know that. They've even kind of boasted that they do. So they do. It's just how many. And so what I think is going to happen is this plan is going to go forward, and Iran is going to know that this is the plan too. And I think China and Russia, because of the fear of retaliation, are going to hesitate way too much for Iran's liking. Because Russia and China know that they could pay the price of retaliation, and that fear is what really stops this from happening tomorrow. But Iran doesn't care, because their hatred for America and their belief that Allah would be waging the war with them is a holy war. They wouldn't care one ounce. And so it's going to be Iran who sets off or hits, I think, New York. If this were ever to happen, they would hit it off. Boom, Iran's going to hit you. And our intelligence might even know. So who do you retaliate it against if it's a dirty bomb that snuck in, or if they launch it from a container ship just off the coast of New York City and then not too far out and they hit it and you don't even know who hit you? But then Russia, if they see that, Russia would know, we're going to get blamed anyways. This is already planned. And Iran, they jumped the gun, and Iran knows they could force Russia to do it. Iran does that, boom, Russia then has to strike. Russia, because they're going to get blamed anyways, so Russia, we're all in now, bam, 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 bam. And then China sits back and then doesn't get involved at all. And then China sits and waits. And then in the aftermath, as nothing else happens, and the world is stunned and shocked, then China, who has the manpower that Russia does not have, and the motivation because they want the farmland, would then wait for whatever strategic moment, maybe it happens, and if it's wintry months, they might even then just let there be no power and everything and let people and let release a biological weapon to try to help wipe out as many people as possible with a biological weapon and then move in to take the farmland. And they probably have already set up the biological weapon with the vaccine. So they just need to release the second variant that they probably already have, where the people's weakened immune systems and the vaccine and their body will not protect them at all because they took the COVID vax. Something that will be similar to COVID could be released and attack their body 10 times worse than it ever would if they had not been vaxxed. And China could have that sitting there waiting. And then they would invade to take the farmland. I don't know if this is going to happen or when, but you have to talk about the things because it's very plausible. A lot of people don't think it's plausible, but I know, because America's attitude will always be, I sit as a queen and I will not see destruction. That's biblical, by the way, but I'll leave that for you to find out what I'm talking about. Anyways, let's go to Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon talking about what's happening in Russia. So I've given you a lot about China. What is going on in Russia right now? And it's not what the media ever tells you.
I want to bring in Rebecca Koffler. Rebecca, you've written, I think, the definitive book or one of the definitive books on Putin. You know this this clique as well as anybody. And you know they play for keeps. And, you know, all I hear in MSNBC and the New York Times, the Washington Post and CNN is Putin's over. You know, Milley's out there yesterday. He's lost strategically. He's lost tactically. And I looked at some numbers the other day about the throw weight of weapons, artillery in the Ukrainians, because we're running out of weapons to send them. And we're up now on Capitol Hill just debating a $40 or $50 billion another package. They're throwing artillery out there like crazy. And I saw the Russian numbers like five times heavy. The Russians are tanks and artillery, particularly artillery. They're putting up numbers like in World War II. I've never seen anything like it. So the folks in Ukraine are taking some incoming. And now they pulled her statement back. They washed off things. She didn't know what she was talking about. Hey, she's only the president of the EU. This was not some press conference where she's winging it. She's reading off a teleprompter with a translator. Already knows what she's going to say. Everybody says in Milley, everybody in Washington, and they're up there, the Ukrainians are winning, Russia's on his back foot, it's about to collapse, it's all happening. And you put a piece up, and thank God, I was so good to see it on Fox. I think it was on Fox Digital. And you put up other pieces on the New York Post, which is another Murdoch entity, that said, hey, you guys ought to really take a serious look here, a hard look here, because they're not losing. So what is going on? We got about 5 or 6 minutes. I want you to take it and walk through your theory of the case, because the lies and misrepresentations about this are, I've never seen anything like it. And right now, McConnell said it's his number three priority. Everything we got going in this country, think of the poor kids in that house down in Houston tonight being raped on your money. Understand, when you're saying your prayers tonight to God, it's your money. They're being raped and tortured in these houses in the United States of America. Put there by federal officials that want to look the other way. And now you got 100,000 dead military in Ukraine, 20,000 dead women and children. Because Biden regime has driven this thing and accelerated it when it should have been de-escalated.
Because it's all about money. And who suffers? The Ukrainian people will suffer, but the elites don't care. And the American people are suffering. It's just like, the Ukraine government doesn't care. They're a bunch of scumbags in Ukraine and corrupt, and it's all about them getting rich and money. And you would think, but they're under threat of war. It's all they care about. It's their God. And America is the same way with our open borders and stuff. Our government is destroying our country, and you, the American people, will suffer for it. They don't care as long as they feel like they get rich. And you think, but they're going to destroy themselves in the end. I know, it's amazing how dumb they are. Just like in Ukraine, well, you could end up destroying yourself. They're so blind. They think they won't. It's really amazing. I want to get to one more cut, because I want to get to what Jack Posobiec was talking about, How are they blind? It's money. It's always money. Here's Jack Posobiec on The War Room with Steve Bannon.
Because that's why the phones are ringing off the hooks on Capitol Hill right now, because they know they have only a few more weeks before the Christmas break, before the new Congress comes in, before everybody can get their little tentacles, get their little hooks in this new defense authorization bill. It's about the money. Look, Sam Bankman-Fried, right, the guy from the FTX disaster, he's saying, oh, well, I didn't launder the Ukraine money, but I wish I did. He's admitting it. Right. Because he's got nothing left to hide. He's got nothing left to lose. He's saying, I wish I was in on that money laundering game. I wish I was getting in the way all the lobbyists are. That's what's going on. That's who's profiting from this, because war is a racket.
Yes. OK. And he had a lot more stuff, but I don't have time. I want you to understand. You say, but they would go to their own destruction. People wouldn't be, they can't be this dumb and would go to their own destruction just for money. Really? Bank robbers are the exact same as in stupidity. You have to be a moron to do a bank robbery. An idiot. Now, they could be smart in the aspect, book smart and able to pull off, and smart in how to scheme it and get away with it. But you're not thinking long term, and you don't understand you go to your own destruction no matter what if you're a bank robber. No matter what, you go to your own destruction. Even if you're successful in your goals, you go to your own destruction. You think, no, what are you talking about? And this is what your politicians don't understand. Your politicians are blinded by the thought of the money that they don't understand. They're going to their destruction no matter what. Who cares if you get the money, if your life is destroyed and it's over for you? So a bank robber, let me explain how dumb it is. I thought about this as a kid. It doesn't make any sense. Let me say I plot to be a bank robber, and I am successful. I plan it out. I spend a ton. I'm smart. At least I think, but I'm really an idiot for doing it. And I steal $100 million and the cops don't catch me and I get away on that first day. Who cares? Because now for the rest of my life, I have to live thinking, is today the day? I have to look over my shoulder. I would never enjoy the money. The thought of the money is what drove me to plan and do all this stuff. But now that I've got it, I will never enjoy it. I will always live on the run. And I can't live a life as if I earned the $100 million, a carefree 100 millionaire lifestyle. I can't just buy a yacht and buy my favorite car and drive around and go see Hollywood movies and premieres and do whatever I want and fine dine in the open in public. I can't do any of that. I have to hide myself, and I can't let people know I have this money, so I can't spend it in an enjoyment. My life is a prison. Now I'm in prison to the $100 million, and even though I have it, I can never enjoy it. I lose either way. Whether I get caught, I lose, and if I'm successful, I lose. But see, that's logical. That's long-term. That's thinking. Do you see how a bank robber, pulling, even attempting a bank robber, you're an idiot if you rob a bank. There's no winning. It's a no-win situation. You don't ever win. That's what our politicians are. They're a bunch of bank robbers blinded by money. And I keep telling them, America's going to be destroyed. What you're doing is there's no win situation here, you morons. And they don't see it because they're blinded by the money. Just like a bank robber doesn't see there's a no-win situation. No matter what happens, you'll never win. They don't see it. Do you get it now? You see how they can be that blind? Don't be blind. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, straight from the New American Magazine, the essential source for freedom-loving Americans, obviously, you gotta check out Beyond the Cover. What is that? Well, the New American Magazine, of course, has a cover, and you want to go beyond that, right? But beyond just the cover story, but all the articles in there, you will find interviews and deeper insight from the people who contribute to the New American Magazine, and go deeper and beyond the cover. That's with host Gary Benoit. So go ahead and check it out right at thenewamerican.com. Go now.